What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do you remember when it was like 4% inflation and Joe Biden wanted to print another $1 trillion? And the media was out saying, yeah, it's no big deal. It's transitory. Inflation's transitory. We can totally print more money. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I only took economics 101 as a freshman, but I can kind of tell we can't do that. It's sort of obvious. And they were like, nah, no big deal. It'll be fine. That 4% inflation, no big deal. We went to 9, by the way. With them telling us the whole time it was Putin's fault, it was no big deal, it's totally normal. Yeah, it wasn't normal. Meanwhile, absolute pandemonium broke out yesterday, as if the end were nigh, over the tiniest uptick in inflation. Now, before the Biden administration, the norm for inflation in America is less than 3%. So if it's less than 3%, you've got a healthy economy for the most part. That's genuinely the way that it feels. And when Trump left office, he left us 2.4% inflation. But then we had Tariffmageddon, predictions in the end was going to come and tariffs were going to cut. Okay, folks, tariffs can't cause inflation. It is mathematically impossible. Tariffs could theoretically cause prices to go up at some point. Maybe they will. There is only one thing that causes inflation, both here in America and everywhere else in the world, and that is the printing of money. There is no other way to cause inflation. What is inflation? The inflation is when the dollar you have in your hand is worth less, is devalued because the government prints more of them, making every one of them worth less. It's so simple. It's not hard to understand. Freshman high school could get it like that. But our Federal Reserve chairman continues to lie to you about it. He knows that tariffs can't cause inflation. Tariffs do not involve money printing of any kind. So there's not any inflation with them. Ergo, it is impossible for the tariffs to cause inflation. Now, tariffs might cause price increases at some point, but that doesn't weaken the value of your dollar. You can have an argument of whether it's good policy or bad policy, whether it's working, whether it's not working. So far, it seems fine. So why do we have the tiniest uptick in inflation? Well, here's the problem. The data proves the uptick in inflation doesn't appear to be because of tariffs at all. Why? May to May, the prices people were paying month over month. So May to June, prices people were paying absolutely flat for imports. June, ever so tiny increase in the prices that people are paying. We'll have to see if it sticks. But even if it does, well, those will be tariff price increases, not inflation. So overall, this is good news. I mean, you go back to the beginning of the year, you can see downward movement over what we got from Biden. This one ticked up ever so slightly, but still is very much within that, you know, under 3% comfort zone. But the media's got nothing. They had all the hysteria. They look stupid. And they don't know what to do. Here's CNBC's Rick Santelli.
To me, the best way to look at this is that inflation is going to ebb and flow. If we want to really isolate it in terms of what this administration's doing or Liberation Day, I would benchmark it to the beginning of the year. January and February reads being warmer gives you a lot of information that some of the policies have not been detrimental in boosting inflation.
Yeah, it's not hard to understand if you're honest. It's really not. Meanwhile, Maria Bartiromo, same thing.
Look, you've got to look at this report as another victory for President Trump, who has focused on reining in inflation. And that's what we're seeing from this report again.
Yeah. So not a big deal. Folks, if you go back to January, Joe Biden was the president for 20 days worth of January. He handed Trump a 3% inflation rate. We are now sitting at 2.7. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now, to be honest, we've bounced around in there a little bit. May inflation rate was 2.4. April was 2.3. So yes, this has ticked up a tiny bit. Got to keep our eyes on it, but certainly not the end of the world and definitely within the norms of the past. But they're pretending not to know. I just, so much of it is pretend. It's so frustrating. Now, look, if this thing goes over 3 next month, got to have a conversation. And the conversation is going to have to be about the bond market and the printing of money by Congress. That's what that conversation is going to have to be about. Because those are the only things that can cause inflation. And we maybe get some price increases because of the tariffs, not the end of the world. You can adjust the tariffs pretty easily. Meanwhile, in a news segment that will not be largely reported, do you see this co-founder of Home Depot, billionaire Ken Langone? Not a Trump supporter. He is a Republican donor, but not a Trump supporter. Blistered Trump in the past for the tariffs. Says he might have been wrong about Trump.
Look, let me tell you right now, I am sold on Trump. In fact, I'll say this. I think he's got a good shot at going down in history as one of our best presidents ever.
That is a real turnaround because you didn't want to vote for him.
I tell you the reason. I want to tell you, I'm a believer. What I'm seeing happening is absolutely nothing short of a great thing. And there's a beat. People are walking with more bounce in there. It's all around.
I gave you quite a bit of grief.
Huh?
I gave you grief.
You give me grief?
I gave you grief when it was a binary choice. You're still complaining about Trump and it was a binary choice. It's like, are you kidding me?
Knowledge implies one thing. When you made a mistake, admit it.
Okay.
I think this guy is turning out to be a president.
Right.
One of the pilots on that miraculous trip to Iran that we wiped out, whatever the hell we wiped out.
Right.
He said, you're the only guy that in the presidency that would have done what you did. One of the pilots said that.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's probably right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, don't miss Rock the Country 2025 at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center in Anderson, South Carolina. It's next weekend, July 25th and 26th. Great lineup. Kid Rock, Tracy Lawrence, Aaron Lewis, The Stateliners, Shenandoah, Little Texas, Logan Crosby, Ying Yang Twins. And on Saturday, it's Nickelback, Hank Williams Jr., Gavin Adcock, Sammy Kershaw, Hudson Westbrook, Afro Man, and more. Call in right now for your chance to win a pair of two-day general admission tickets. They are free. Give us a call, 800-905-0989. We'll take caller number one because you're fast on the draw. 800-905-0989. We'll be in touch with the winners within 24 hours of the event with your tickets and everything, but you could win them now. By the way, if you do not win, that's okay. You'll have another chance to win a pair by the end of the show. Be sure to listen for that. Again, that's Rock the Country 2025 at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center in Anderson next weekend, July 25th and 26th. By the way, if you don't win, you could still, you know, break down and buy the tickets as well. Again, it's Rock the Country 2025. Okay, folks, this Epstein thing is not going away. It's getting worse, and it's getting worse at a catastrophic level. Let me tell you why. I explained this when I opened the show this morning. If you watch what happened yesterday, all the wins Trump is notching. Whatever Trump wants, Trump gets, for the most part, out of Congress. They might lard it up with, you know, extra pork, but he gets it. Why is that? Because Trump is above 50%. Or was before this Epstein thing. Trump has lost 12 points worth of approval in the last month, most of it in the last week. Some of it started when he started talking about amnesty. People kind of thought that was a betrayal, not happy with it, but for the most part, it was okay. He was still above 50%. This is incredible what this gaffe has done. And this is a gaffe. I mean, this is a self-inflicted, bizarre gaffe. It's just, it's so strange. I mean, and honestly, the whole thing started by Pam Bondi, just promoting heavily that they were going to put the Epstein stuff out. They put out those silly binders that just had, you know, basically some stuff that had already been in the news and not even the most extensive stuff. We've had a lot, you know, we've done a lot more in-depth reporting than that on this show for years. And she blamed the head of the New York FBI office, pushed him out, which is fine. And guys, kind of scumbucket anyway for other reasons, other things he's done. Blamed him and then says, wait, there's no there there. Well, which is it? Didn't help that yesterday Trump doubled down and bashed his own supporters. That is the last thing you want to be doing as a politician.
President, I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled? Why do you think that is?
Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information has been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think, well, really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
So yesterday, Trump gave Pam Bondi the permission to release what she's got.
But she's handled it very well. and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
Now, he handed it off to her. She said, no, I'm not releasing it. It should have been done there. But he wouldn't stop talking about it. And that's where you get that sort of 1 minute and 6 seconds of him, quite frankly, criticizing his supporters for caring. I'm not sure what the tactic is there. Here's the damage it's doing. And the fear here is Trump is on a roll. But if you remember the last Trump administration, Republicans undermined him at every turn. Everything he wanted to do, there was a Republican out there criticizing him, beating him down. Why? Because Trump was in the 40s. Low 40s for a lot of that presidency. And a lot of that wasn't his fault. A lot of that was Russia collusion hoax. It was a mess. But when Trump dips down in the 40s, he's in trouble. And he's sitting at 48, 49 right now in the tracking. He was in as high as the mid-50s in recent weeks. Here's Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Reports explaining this. This is just unbelievable plummet. All of it self-inflicted, all of it Epstein.
Well, just talking about his job approval rating, he hit net plus 8 June 15th, and it's been downhill since then. So he's lost 12 points now. He's underwater 4 points. People who've been following us know that we've been putting out a chart pretty much daily that overlays all the presidential net approvals going back to Obama 1. And where I was going into July 4th was I said, well, Trump's probably a day or two away from crossing over Obama's numbers. And where are we now? Donald Trump is crossing under Joe Biden's numbers. And so that's a pretty big reversal in less than a week. And the biggest news, I mean, that I can attribute to this, it's like maybe people have heartburn that the One Big Beautiful Bill was, the messaging was a bit of a mess. It doesn't cut enough. Maybe it's the news that Republican establishment is playing footsie with amnesty because of all the people who love slave labor. But the big one is Epstein, and people keep downplaying it. But this is not about a guy who died in 2019. This is about a representation of two-tier justice and about unaccountable government.
Yeah, and it's killing them in the polls. They just need to stop talking about it. Meanwhile, Trump's out with it, and I don't understand this.
She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden information. You know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it. But she's handled it very well.
So he says Obama, quote, the Epstein files were written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration. Even Ann Coulter writes, I was talking about this earlier in the show, everything we know about Epstein's teen sex ring comes from the Palm Beach police and the girls themselves. Democrats ferociously protected Epstein, who's a major Democrat donor. But, I mean, the dates on these articles, they're 2005, 2007, 2003. I mean, that's when all that stuff is going on in Florida. I mean, Obama wasn't even in office yet. So this doesn't work. And I cringed when he said it because I was like, oh, man, the mainstream media is going to tear that apart. There's not, I mean, this idea made up by Obama. I mean, I was filling in on talk radio at the beginning of my career talking about this when Bush was the president. So I don't think this is going to work. He's going to need, they got to do something else, and they got to do it fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.